Did you know about Thomas Edison's metal book? Thomas Edison did more in his lifetime than just invent a light bulb. I'm just reading from this sound. Awesome inventions that never made it. It says one of the ideas he had was an idea for a book that would weigh less than a pound yet contained over 40,000 pages. These books could have been produced for less than $1.25, would have been far more durable than paper. His vision was to accomplish this with sheets of nickel less than 1/20,000th of an inch thick, which are extremely cheap and readily available.
What is that? What are you reading?
Well, I was just thinking about the idea. We did this blog post about, the five bands that,
five bands that should be way bigger than they are.
Right. So I was thinking about things that people invented that didn't make it, right? I mean, just things that like...
The fur-lined sink, for example.
Of course, the fur-lined... Or this one, the Tele newspaper, invention 1928, visualized how news should work in the future, the way Mr. Duncan, this fellow R.A. Duncan, envisioned it. It was a black and white TV mounted on a wall. It would carry channels that only showed text-based news. 1928.
Wow. Nope. Nobody really knows why some things make it, some bands make it, some don't. But today... We're going to talk about some of our personal picks for bands that we think should be way huger than they are.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, what's going on? And I'm going to kick the show off with one that a lot of our listeners probably know, but in the grand scheme of things, not very many people know this band. It's Telekinesis. I'm going to let the song stand on its own. It's called Imaginary Friend. Perfect pop music. It's perfect. That's Michael Benjamin Lerner. He plays as Telekinesis. He's a Seattle musician. We've had him on the show before. Great guy. Incredibly gifted musician. And every time his music comes up on my iPod, I think, why isn't this just the biggest band in the world? This is perfect. It's perfect. Everybody needs to know this band, Telekinesis.
And he's got a new record that's coming out, produced by Jim Eno sometime soon. Maybe that'll be the one.
Yeah, hopefully. That'll be, I think, maybe this next spring or so. Anyway, telekinesis, you mentioned this blog post that we did, and we asked listeners to tell us their own picks for bands that should be bigger. I don't know about you, but I went through some of those. I was surprised by how many I'd never heard of. So we listened to a lot of these, and we picked some of the ones that stood out to us to play on the show today. I want to play a group called Seryn. I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly. S-E-R-Y-N, Seryn. This is a band from Denton, Texas, one I'd never heard of before. They've been around for a few years, and they just have one record out. It's called This Is Where We Are. Very acoustic, folky music, but it can get pretty epic at times. But listen to this song. It's called We Will All Be Changed, and see if you can figure out why I fell for this song, Bob. We Will All Be Changed.
All right, wait a minute. I'm not going to hear it yet. I'm guessing hand claps.
Maybe.
Oh,
figure out why I fell for that song. I mean, there's a lot of obvious reasons. Great harmonies, great melody in there. There's this moment about a minute or so in where it's a pause. There's this little pause and then a great big group sing-along. You get me if you've got a big pregnant pause. There's a great pregnant pause in that telekinesis song.
Oh, my gosh,
too.
I thought it was almost over.
Yeah, and then boom, boom, boom. Mm. But, yeah, anyway, the band is called Saren. Again, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. A group from Denton, Texas. The song is We Will All Be Changed from their record, This Is Where We Are.
So, you know, I started the show off talking about these inventions, beginning to think whether they're really real or not, but it sort of doesn't matter. I love these ideas. This guy, this is a picture of, it says E.C. Hansen's automobile phone. E.C. Hansen had an idea for a car phone. Only it called for small telephone poles actually in the car. I'm starting to really like this. Rather than the phone have the cell tower, the car was the actual antenna.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
I love this picture, too.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. See, everybody see this? It's about a 1920s.
I saw it on the radio.
Car with telephone poles in each corner. it's just killing me.
So let's say that Edison's book was real.
Yeah.
Then.
Somebody please write us. Check our sanity. We'd rather not. In fact, don't write us. Don't let us know if we're sane or anything. It's not going to go well.
We like to live in our bubble. It's pretty cozy in here. And
yeah, speaking of our bubble, I think about musicians that I just don't get how they haven't made it. You mentioned telekinesis. A couple of times now we've put on our show Adam Makaraji, and I just every time I see that guy and his band perform and hear their records, record to record, gets better and better. It puzzles me.
Yeah.
I hear a song let me play this. This is called I See. It's from a record called Like a Fire That Consumes All Before It. Adam Makaraji.
I see them coming. said, reminded of the cold, cold ground.
Yes, what big enough?
Yeah, it just didn't go anywhere. You know, no. You listen to that and you think, how can someone hear that and not be completely swept up in that music?
I know. Anna Makaraji, OIC, a record that came out in it's just this year, the January of this year. I forgot. Like a fire that consumes all before it. OIC. I love the drum sound in that.
Yeah.
And seeing this band live and doing that song, it's so uplifting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got an artist who is sort of on the opposite end of that spectrum, Sam Phillips, who does so much with so little. You know, she can cover so much territory in a 2.5 or 3 minute song with just the sparest percussion and guitar. She's a singer who's been at it a long time. I mean, she put her first record out nearly 30 years ago under the name Leslie Phillips. You know, she wrote and recorded as a Christian contemporary artist for a number of years, and then in the late 80s announced her retirement, I guess you'd say, from Christian contemporary music, and started making these gorgeous, just fantastically melodic, poetic pop records. You know, she's been dropped by a couple of labels along the way. There was Virgin and Nonesuch.
Those Nonesuch records are just fantastic.
Oh, they are. They're just incredible. And I want to play a cut which is from the last Nonesuch record she did a few years ago. The record's called Don't Do Anything. And this song, No Explanations.
I thought if he understood, he wouldn't treat me this way. Explanations, no more explanations. She looked me over and over and couldn't locate me. No explanations, no more explanations.
Miracle mile running away from
that song just slays me. Nice and gritty, but it breathes, you know?
It's got this endless build that just holds the tension.
Yeah. And how about Jay Belarus on percussion? What an incredible
drummer.
One of the
best drummers in music.
Yeah, I
agree. Flat out, period, overdone.
She's so lucky to work with him, and she has, on a number of records, worked with him. Sam Phillips, that was from her last Nonesuch release. It came out in 2008 called Don't Do Anything, and she has been going it alone for the past few years, releasing her own work online, and she's still putting out amazing music.
And you wonder whether someone like Telekinesis or Adam Markaragi or Sam Phillips or or any of the groups that are listed will make that record that will...
Finally catch fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal, guys?
Yeah. Can you just do it already?
Right.
No. It's, you know, for a lot of these and for the diehard fans of these musicians, they've already put that record out.
That's right.
But for whatever reason, the right people haven't heard it.
So, in other words, they just didn't sell the kinds of records that...
Right. I mean, you can define success or making it in a number of ways. We're talking about getting the records out there and selling them.
Certainly, these are all successful artists, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah. I was thinking of one. I've talked about this group before. They're the Urban Verbs. Urban Verbs were a group in Washington, D.C. in the late 70s, a group that changed my life. I've talked about them a number of times. I've seen them more than any other band in my entire life. I've seen them just about all the shows they ever did, if it were within about a 250-mile radius of Washington, D.C. And Urban Verbs signed to Warner Brothers, did two records, and just never did much of anything, and they still are my favorite group just about on the planet.
Wow.
And just as an aside, just to mention for openness here, that members of the band and I became friends back in those days, and we all hung out together later. But I don't like this band because they're my friends. They became my friends because I love this band. Their very first stuff was, they did some tapes with Brian Eno. Eventually got a record label, a record contract with Warner Brothers. Let me play this off their very first album. It's a song called Subways.
Subways, I can't fix what's out there, so I
Certainly as compelling as anything else that was coming out around that time.
Mike Thorne, the guy who produced Wire, people might know him, Soft Cell, yeah. But Wire, produced the record.
I just was listening to that and thinking, okay, they did some work with Brian Eno. They got signed to Warner. What do you got to do?
they had some lousy breaks. I got a review in Rolling Stone that was not at all favorable. Back then, there weren't many ways and outlets. People learned about new music, and those were the gatekeepers. And Rolling Stone, poo-pooing a record was not a good thing. They went up to Toronto. They were going to start a tour with Joy Division. They got to Toronto and learned the tour was canceled because Ian Curtis took his life. So, you get these paths. You do these things. You do all you can to make great music, but there's so many things out of your control. Still very true to this day. Bands that don't make it because, or who you just don't know.
How about a band that is really pretty new and just might just be hovering just below the surface there, ready to pop at some point? And one of the bands that stood out in the list of ones I didn't know at all in the listener comments was a band called Grass Giraffe. Did you see this one in the list?
I did see it. I'm not a fan of the name, so let's go for the music.
Which is exactly why I singled them out as one of the bands I wanted to be sure to listen to, Grass Giraffe. I couldn't find out much about this band, but I was just sitting here while we were listening to the Urban Verbs and looking around online and found out, okay, they're from Athens, Georgia. How many bands do I fall in love with that are from Athens, Georgia?
My former hometown.
Yeah, and I don't do it intentionally. The only thing I could find out about this band is that they say they're playing all the hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
What does that mean?
Well, you don't listen to commercial radio, so maybe you've never heard that before. But the music's great. Grass Giraffes, they've got an EP they put out in May called Transportation, and I'm going to take us out on a song called Backstories.
A few notes just as we come into the end of the year here. Great Tiny Desk Concerts. The Ben Gibbard Tiny Desk Concerts up online. We also did the...
We've got Adam Akaraji and Sam Phillips Tiny Desk Concerts.
Oh, that's
too.
Right. Sam was one of our first, wasn't she?
Yeah. So dig through the archives. You can find those.
And if you haven't seen the Patrick Watson live 9:30 Club concert, watch it.
It's astonishing. I wasn't able to go to the show, and we have the video of the full performance online, and it is just staggering.
He is one, I would say, what the heck? Why isn't this guy bigger?
Yeah,
Patrick
absolutely.
Watson. Watch this guy. Fantastic performer, right?
I'm holding out hope for him. I think he could still definitely do it. Lots of time for him. He's a young guy.
Let's hear it for
Grass Giraffes, playing all the hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Along with Robin Hilton, I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.